Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Amen. Let's get your books and turn to page 114. Page 114. Let's everybody stand and sing now. Page 114.
Ever since Jesus saved and pardoned, I have been singing every day.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord. Blessed holy name. Through the dark shadows, He is with me, leading me on the altos.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord. Star of hope is shining, making my pathway brighter grow.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
Never trusted His
blessed holy name. Never a thought of sad repining. Jesus is with me, this I know.
Take a stand and hold to our convictions without shame. The Bible is the Word of God, given to the world to show the way. No room for compromise on its trustworthiness. It's here for us to follow and obey. There are absolutes that cannot be denied, and what is true forever shall remain. I made my choice to live for Christ the crucified, the living one who is the only way.
I believe he bled and died upon us.
Everybody stand up and sing it now. Stand up and sing it now. You all know it. Sing it. Oh, what a day. Oh, that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face. The one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be.
Oh, what a day.
Oh, what a day. Was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day someone told me of your mercy and the love you showed on a hill called Calvary. There you died and purchased my old redemption. When you broke sin's power to set this spirit free, I'm amazed that you love me. Oh, I'm amazed how you came. It's through your precious blood I found pardon. Oh, are washed, they're all washed away. And all my sins are washed away. Gone astray, but I have learned that your love, it is stronger than all my weakness, and your ear is open every time that I have prayed. No one else has ever cared for me like you, Lord. No other friend could be, ever be as close to me. For I am not afraid to face the problems of my tomorrow. Knowing you are everything I'll ever need. I'm amazed, oh, that you love me. Yeah. It's through your precious blood I found pardon. Oh, and my sins are washed, they're all washed away. And all
I mean, God's been showing around here this day. My sins are all washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm still basking in the sunshine of the Shekinah glory from the service this morning. One of the most powerful services that we have had since we have been in the building. We had some like that under the tent. Some folks have said, Brother Melvin, why don't we get a tent and go back there? Well, my word, why don't we get God in here like that every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night? By the way, for some of you folks, we do come to church on Wednesday night. That might shock some of them, Brother Alton. They didn't know that, I'm sure. And I'll tell you what, it's all right to rejoice. If you're around where it's at, it rubs off on you. I mean, it was on this morning. Now, I'm telling you what, when that little baby got started a while ago, I said, praise God, she got it too. My, 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 God can use any person that's willing to be used. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 20. I want to talk about six no mores in the book of Revelation chapter 21. I will begin in verse 22. You will agree with me, I am tired of what sin is doing to our nation. God has been relegated to a non-entity in the populace. God has been and is being pushed out as if he does not even exist. In our schoolhouses, in the State House, the White House, and the Church House. When you remove God out of the equation, you have nothing. So I want to go on record again tonight is that we who serve the Lord with gladness are to come into his presence with singing, making a joyful sound, a joyful noise unto the Lord. I grew up on this kind of worship. It's in my bones, gets in my feet. Sometimes when I'm on the piano, the organ, it gets in my fingers. But I want to tell you one thing. I don't want to do without God. Now, as we look at these no mores, I'm thinking about some no mores that I'm going to see. I'm going to be glad to see as we leave this walk of life. I'm glad that there will be no more hospitals. I'm glad that there will be no more nurses and doctors. I'm glad that there will be no more lawyers. And I'm glad there will be no more corrupt politicians. The only thing that's going to be remaining is the celestial city where the saints of God are going to be living, abiding for all eternity. Cares of this life are going to be gone. I look around and I see so much going on in our little congregation. Sicknesses, family issues, job issues. I see this happening and we don't take that lightly. But I want to tell you, God has given us six no mores in this particular chapter 21 and 22 that we can rejoice over tonight. I'm glad in verse 21, John said, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. I'm glad tonight that we're going to be around where Holy God's at. I'm glad tonight that we're going to be bowing at the feet of Jesus. You see, I'm glad I bowed my knees on this side so that I could bow my knees on the other side and worship in the presence of Holy God and shout and rejoice and hear the angelic choir sing. Now, Brother Alton Jr., I'm pretty convinced of this one thing about that angelic choir. They're going to have to be accompanied by a West Side choir. Oh, you can tell when God's in the business. You can feel God. You can know that He's around and He's working in our hearts. But He says there will be no temple therein. No more. There'll be no more sacrifice that will be given. Now, this world today offers sacrifices. This world today still offers sacrifices of themselves. There are some that even offer their children as sacrifices to their pagan heathen gods. That still happens today here in this world. But I want to declare to you the fact that there'll be no more sacrifices, there'll be no need for a temple in heaven because, you see, we will be tabernacling. And the reason we'll be tabernacling is because of the one sacrifice that was made at Calvary's cross. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, I want to tell you, this morning I was feeling pretty bad. Day went on, I wasn't feeling much better. Come to church tonight and thought, well, I ought to pull something together. I depend on this young man too much, I get ashamed of it. So I thought I ought to try a little bit. Got back there and studied and opened up the book, and God showed me these verses of Scripture, and I thought I was going to have a Holy Ghost fit right there in my office, Brother Joe. I want to tell you, it's a good thing to be a Christian. Oh, I get excited. You can tell I get excited. Now, everybody here tonight doesn't get excited like I do, like Brother Alton Sr. But I want to tell you one thing. Excitement might not have to be visibly shown, but it's inwardly felt. When you got it in here, that's all that matters. And by the way, when you get excited in here, you know where it's going to reveal to us that you're excited in here? Your face is going to give you away, you see. You reveal that, hey, you know what? You get happy. You get happy. You know why you get happy? You are in the presence of God as the Holy Spirit manifests himself in our lives. So you see, there will be no more temple worship in heaven because we will be bowing. No more blood sacrifices in heaven because it's already been finished at Calvary. No more. It's done away with. But then it goes on verse 23 and listen to this one. And the city had no need of the sun. Y'all said, okay, we're going to have night all the time. Some of you say, well, praise God, I like sleep anyway. No more sun. This is what else that verse says about the sun, S-U-N. Notice what the verse says. Neither of the moon. Now, I like the light of the moon myself. On a dark night when the moon comes out and it just shines and it's just so beautiful up there in the heavens, it's just to shine in it. It's not going to do that. No more for the glory of God did lighten it. In other words, his Shekinah glory. You hear me mention the word Shekinah glory. You see, it's his Shekinah glory, the light of God, that's going to light up the city of heaven, the holy city, New Jerusalem. Well, he's an awesome, awesome God, and there'll be no need for electricity, no need for power plants, because you see, he's the power of it all. By the way, that's pretty awesome power, wouldn't you say? Somebody that could say, and the universe be in existence. Somebody can say, and just begins to walk and talk and sometimes act dumb. But when dust that acts dumb learns about Jesus, it makes dust look a whole lot better. You see, when Jesus Christ is in your life, there's a difference. You know what? You know what? You know how we know there's a difference? You want me to tell you how that we know that there's a difference in your life? It's a difference in your talk. It's a difference in your walk. It's a difference in the places that you used to go to that you don't go to anymore. It's evidence by the things you do not participate in that you used to participate in. Your life is totally renewed. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. There's a difference. You see, it's not just joining the church, walking down here and shaking my hand or Pastor Bidget's hand and say, I just want to join the church and be baptized. Well, you could come down and do that, not have Jesus in your heart. He could carry you up there and baptize you, duck you under that water till you start screaming and kicking and saying, let me up, let me up, let me up. I don't care how long he holds you down there. If you're not saved, you're going to come up a wet sinner. You see, baptism does not, you know there are those that teach that baptism, earthly baptism, washes away your sin, cleanses you. That is not so, people. It is only an open ritual, a ceremony, if you please, of the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that has been applied to your life. That's it. Plus nothing, minus nothing. So don't depend on your church membership. So very hurriedly, I know we have places to go and things to do. I know it's been a long weekend. By the way, I haven't had a chance to say, but all y'all folks that put that thing on yesterday, I was so proud of. It made me just sickeningly proud of you. You say sickeningly? Boiled peanuts. Candied apples. Popcorn. Oh, Lord, I'm getting hungry again. Let's get back to the book. Notice here, in verse number 28, and the gates of it shall not shut, be shut all at all by day, and there shall be no night there. We lost a bunch of Baptists right there in that one. The gates are not going to ever be shut. You see, we're going to have continual access to the holy city anytime we want to go in there. And I want to tell you, not only that, but hey, listen, what else does it say about that? And it says, there'll be no night there. Well, now, Brother Mailman, I just got to tell you, if I don't get my 10 hours of sleep, I'm just ornery the next day. I got to have my 10 hours of sleep, or I just can't make it at all. Honey, with that new glorified body, you're not even going to have an ache of pain. You're not going to have to sleep. It's going to be heaven. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to have a new glorified body that is not subject to these beggarly elements, these things that are here on this earth. We're going to have a new body. We won't have to even take medicine. Brother Melvin, you take medicine? Ask that woman right there. Handful at morning, handful at night, and two before I go to bed. We got a bag. A bag of medicine. You say, well, Brother Melvin, why do you take all that medicine? She makes me. Melvin, did you take your medicine? Yes, ma'am. She's a good wife. Notice also now, we move on down a little bit further, that all the gates will be open at all times. We will have access to God anytime. We'll have access to the tree of life. We'll have access to all the fruits of the 12 manner of fruit. Oh, I want to tell you, I've already said it so many times, I know one of them's banana trees, because banana pudding's got to be in heaven. And I don't know about your favorite fruit other than bananas, but I'll tell you what, I believe they're going to be the sweetest fruits you've ever tasted in your life. You see, it's not going to be on earth soil. It's going to be on heavenly soil. Oh, and that river of life that flows from under the throne, and it flows continuously, never ending, never ceasing, flowing, flowing, flowing. You say, well, now, Brother Melvin, why is that river of life there? I don't fully understand that. Brother Joe can explain that one. I know my limitations, and I point you on to the other one. But isn't it going to be wonderful just to sit down? You're not even going to have any shoes to have to take off. You won't have any corns on your toes to worry about. You won't have to clip your toenails all the time. But you'll sit down by the river of life and you'll just put your feet in there and just the cool, soothing waters of the flow of the river of life. I'm telling you what, I have tickled my son over here. He must have some toenails you don't believe. Amen, Brother Melvin. Then we move on to verse number 27. He's got me tickled. And there shall be no wise enter into this, anything that defileth. No sin there. Satan's not going to have his hands, his dirty, filthy hands on that. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination. Not going to be any political systems up there. Not going to be any Democratic parties up there. Not going to be any Republican parties up there. You say, Brother Melvin, which one are you? I are this party. Some of you are just paying theologists. You believe everything's just going to pan out all right at the end. Well, it will if you're on God's side. But you got to be on God's side for it to pan out all right in the end. You got to know God. You've got to have a personal relationship with God. You've got to know who He is. The song says, do you know who Jesus is? Oh, I want to tell you. I knew Him at the age of 19. I knew who He was from the time I was just a small child. But I did not know Him in a personal relationship until I was just about 19 years of age. And my life was totally changed. I never was bad, but I sure did become a saint after that. You know how I know? People told me, say, Brother Madden, you sure are a good old man, young man. Those mamas always want men to introduce me to their girls. But I held back. I held back because I knew there's one down in College Park. God took her home, and I was brokenhearted for about a year and 4 months. God knew I needed a helpmate. And I looked across town. And I didn't have to look any further. And I don't know what bad thing she's done in her life, but God has punished her with me. Oh, listen, it's a good day to be a Christian. Verse number 3, and there shall be no more curse there. All the things that Satan has done to mess up, all that God has created is going to be removed. The curse of sin is going to go. There'll be no more curse there. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Park right there for just a second. Brother Melvin, are we going to just be twiddling our thumbs and wading our feet and putting our feet in the river of life, the cool waters, or are we just going to sit there? What did that verse just say? We're going to be serving. Where are we going to be serving, Brother Melvin? Well, you know these intellectuals that think they know everything. They've looked out and they've said, we don't see God. You know why they haven't seen God? They haven't looked at Him through Calvary. They've looked through telescopes and all these the paraphernalia that they have to probe. And they say, well, we've gotten beyond our atmosphere. And we've gone to the edge of the stratosphere. And we know that there's a zone of fear just beyond that when we ain't got there yet. Just wait. We're going to get there. That's where God's at. You see. They try to get to God through their methods, but the only way you're going to get to God is through Calvary. That's the only way you're going to get there, through Calvary tonight. Oh, listen, what are we going to be doing? We're going to be serving God. We're going to be getting our instructions. Go over here to this planetary system over here, this group of stars over here. There's people over there. They need your help. They need your direction. They need your training. We're going to be serving God. We're not going to be sitting around in a well and waiting in the river life and watching the angels' wings flop. I don't even know they really got wings. I mean, I know the cherubim, seraphim have, but I don't know about the whole angel. You know, Christmas time, our little girls have to have the angel wings. But I don't see it in the scriptures, Brother Jeff. I don't find it there. Okay, we have a tune. That's all right. Don't tune in that one. We listen to this tune in heaven. But in closing, we see there shall be no night there. There will be no need of candles, for neither light of the sun, for the Lord God shall giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. He is going to light the universe, and he's going to reign and rule forever, and we are going to serve him. But then I want to close with verse number 7. This brings us down to the most important one. Behold, I come quickly. Look around us, and you see what's happening in this world today. You pick up the telephone, you get on the internet, you Google in different sites and read what's happening in the world today. This world is coming unglued. Satan is doing everything he can to destroy. And you know where the main attacks are coming against? The church. They've taken prayer and God out of the schoolhouse. First mistake. They took the Ten Commandments off the courthouse walls where they should have been and then forced to make them live by the Ten Commandments of God. Mistake. Now, in the State House and in the White House, this may sound political, but I'm telling you the truth. It has been corrupted. Corrupted. Where that now we are protecting the ones who are going to be the ones that are going to be trying to destroy Israel, rather than stand for the people of God, we are protecting the ones who are wanting to destroy Israel. I won't go into all the nations. We're on the wrong side of the fence, folks. And God's going to judge America. And it's coming pretty soon, sooner than you want. You say, Brother Melvin, now all this shouting and enjoying, and now you're bringing this down to a sad. Hey, listen, you got to have some kind of closing, don't you, Brother Joe? You got to close somewhere. Well, you don't always close on the mountaintop. But people, in closing, we are at the door. I'm saved. My wife's saved. My son and my daughter-in-law are saved. My son and my granddaughter up in McDonough are saved. I've got a brother, but I'm pretty sure he's not saved. I've got a wife over there. I've got a mother over there. I've got a daddy over there. I've got a brother over there. Mildred has some wonderful people. Chloe's one of the greatest men I've ever known over there. We're going to see them again. I'm sure, looking over this congregation, every single one of you who has deaths in your family, they were saved. Maybe some not, but some were saved. You were. Those saved ones are over there. And they're waiting. Just recently a brother. A dad, I believe it was. Just recently a dad. They're waiting. Listen to me. And you may not have ever heard this before. But I'm telling you now, if you die without Jesus Christ in your life, you are not going to spend eternity in heaven. The Bible clearly makes this statement. God will point you out individually and say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you, and you will be cast into the eternal, literally burning lake of fire, all forever and ever and ever. Now, the intellectual crowd will say, that is totally impossible. That is beyond physical possibilities. It defies all the laws of physics. Well, who do you think wrote the laws of physics? Because it all started with God. You say, well, now, Brother Melvin, I'm not so convinced. I'm not trying to scare anybody into hell or out of hell. You can't scare people out of hell. It's got to be in your heart. You've got to be in love with Jesus.